We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. 5:45, Steve Geller will join us for a triple option on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Are You Serious Network. Blake Ruffino covering LSU sports all across the board. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Doing great. Blake, you won't play defense today? No swivel, no swivel drop. Man, Blake, I don't really know, you know, because we got a couple people. Oh, it's the Players Association that wants this. No, they don't.
No.
They didn't want this. It's not the Players Association. This has to do with the owners. They don't have no liability involved with an injury involved. And we got one genius. Oh, they do this on purpose to hurt players. Come on. They're not doing this tackle to intentionally hurt someone. But I don't know how you're going to get people to play defense anymore, Blake. Well, we've out of our era doing that.
My guy, you know, in football in general, whether it be college or NFL, I just don't understand, like, who is complaining about the rule? You know what I mean? Like, are fans complaining about what's going on? No.
Nope.
Okay, well, what's the issue? Well, it's owners that are paying millions of dollars to people that may get hurt. But, Mike, what are you supposed to –
I don't know.
I have no idea how you're supposed to tackle them. You can't hit them up top. You can't grab them from up top because it might be a horse collar or they will even attempt it. I mean, you get personal fouls for going, you know, close to the head or neck area, and some even if it's not intentional, Mike, I would never play defense. I mean,
I agree.
I don't know. I push you down, and if you don't go down, oh well. What do you want me to do?
This is getting closer and closer to flag football. I know we laugh about it, but it is getting pretty close to that. Blake, LSU football, from what you've seen on the defensive side of football, the differences that you had when Matt House is there and now with Blake coming in running his style defense, you still need some beef up front in the middle, and you're going to have to hit the portal for that the second period for it. But from a secondary standpoint, one of the things Charlie and I were talking about with Snead, him signing with the Titans, one of the things he did really well was he could get his head turned around. You see this mirror coverage. That's another thing. I don't get what they're teaching defensive backs to not get your damn head turned around quick enough. You mirroring the receiver. Well, we watching to see it with his elbows and his hands. These receivers now are so slick with how they quickly they get it up. They're not tipping you off at all. And it's why Snead's getting paid almost $20 million a year because he does know how to get his head around. The differences you see with Blake's defense and compared to Matt. And I think the first part of that will show up much more in the secondary.
Without question, it happened on Saturday, Mike, when we were out there. I think the safeties were the best unit by far of any position group. I think that, Mike, they are schematically going to have one free high, and you better be able to cover, buddy, because if you don't, your rear end is going to get pulled like it did on Saturday. Mike, they're turning their head. I mean, Sage Ryan had three picks on Saturday. He read a quick slant. He read a post that the ball died on, Nussmeier on. They're in the box. Major Burns, Mike, in two team periods had three TFLs. The only issue really with the secondary that we have seen so far is what they've done at the boundary. Mike, they're getting eaten alive at the boundary. But when it comes to having Toviano, Sage Ryan, and Major Burns along with Jordan Gilbert on the field, Mike, they're running a very different style of what we've seen defensive-wise. I don't even know until we get to talk to Blake specifically what he would call it. But they have pretty much, Mike, four safeties on the field, really. I mean, they're using Harold Perkins in a lot of different unique ways, so I'll include him in that. But schematically, Mike, that's how they're using him. I do think that Jake Olson has done a really good job quickly, Mike, and just specifically how they're covering. Now, I don't know, after what we've seen over the first five practices, Mike, if Deshaun McBride from Denham is how you're going to keep him off the field. He is physically the most gifted dude that was out there on Saturday from the defensive back unit. But, Mike, the problem was they got absolutely run over in the running game. So, I mean, give or take that offensive line being really good, it is what it is. But, I mean, Mike, we talked about it last night on our show, but I'll mention it here. Yards per carry in team period one, 16.8. In the second team period, 9.9. Third team period, 12.7. And in the fourth team period, 11.1. All of those runs, Mike, came in the interior.
Good gracious.
They got busted up. But in coverage, they were a lot better. So take it for what it's worth, but they just got pushed around and manhandled up front, which negated what felt like what the secondary had done all day on Saturday.
Blake, one of the things that gets overlooked a little bit is, how are you going to make up that 1,100 yards rushing that Jaden Daniels got you? Okay. That to me, and I know Brian's always had this running back by committee stuff, and it's worked for him. And you know, Josh is going to get his carries, but to me, the guy there is Caleb. He's got to become the big-time guy and carrying a big portion of the load. And how are you going to win up front? Because you're not going to have that guy, that signal caller, that's going to make all those plays with his feet running the football. Not that Garrett can't make some, but he's not the runner Daniels is. So now you got to eat up, okay, who's going to get that 1,100 yards for you? I think that centers around Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mike, I mean, you're going to have to come out there and see him for yourself. I'm not trying to put this on him, okay, but, Mike, I don't know if he's not in some aspects what we've seen from Lenny. I don't know. Mike, they were tackling in the 14 period, like, to the ground, let's get physical, let's get after it. He was bulldozing dudes on inside zone. Now, Mike, what I do think was interesting, okay, they did run some bootlegs under center out of that, but, Mike, he was running dudes flat over. Like, it's not where, you know, in some team periods, they're just touching him, you're down there, whatever. In the 14 period, they were getting after it. Mike, he had probably five or six broken tackles where he's just running dudes flat over. And there was one time Deshaun McBride met him in the hole. Welcome to the SEC, young man. And then Perkins met him in the hole. Mike, he's running dudes flat over. So the question I have with him, Mike, not really can he run inside, can he run outside, what he can do. Ultimately, it's obviously going to be what he does in pass pro. He struggled. I got to say that. But him running the football, my goodness. I mean, he broke one for 30, Mike, on Saturday, that you're just kind of like, I don't know. Like, I mean, what should we take from this? Is the defense that bad, or is Caleb Jackson just that good? So, I don't know really.
Yo, Caleb Jackson's that good. Caleb Jackson's that good.
That good. Yeah.
Charlie, I think he has a baseball question.
Yeah, no, I'm going to hop over. You know, you're looking at the spring football. The portal's going to be opening up soon. Just based off of what I'm hearing from you, when we were talking, I think, to Pete Jenkins about the Bo Davis signing and everything like that, one of the things he said was he's got his work cut out for him.
Because you don't have talent, don't have talent depth. That's what was his comment.
That room is bare. And so you're looking at the spring transfer portal opening up pretty soon. I mean, that's got to be the clear, you know, spot to take a look at, right?
Charlie, I'm going to say this. I've been going to practices for now. This will be my fifth year. I've never seen an LSU unit so depleted and bad that I've been this concerned ever. Like, I'm – again, like, guys, I mean, 12.8, 14 – or 16.8. I mean, we're talking – like, they're getting run over. And, by the way, there was nobody – Preston Hickey, the walk-on, was the third-string defensive tackle. Nothing against Preston Hickey, but Blake Baker's losing his ever-living mind on the sideline, okay, because Preston Hickey has to go in. They are getting bullied. I don't think we can judge Bo, not only this year. I don't know if we can really look at him next year until he can really get some talent and people in there. It's not good right now. Another thing that's not been really great either has just been even them recognizing, so they've been shifting. So if they're playing to the wide side and there goes a motion, they're supposed to be shifting over, a lot like what we see from Georgia a lot. They're not even reading that stuff. And so they're not communicating on that. So I just don't know. I can't remember of a position group that had this least amount of talent at LSU. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they, but McKinley coming in, maybe Gabe Relliford can do some things. But they're having to put in guys like Dylan Carpenter in the inside at 260 pounds. Miles Frazier was licking his chops on Saturday when Dylan Carpenter and Preston Hickey got in there. They just don't have the dudes. Now, they offered one guy that's in the portal from Indiana. I would expect them to get at least two. I don't think that they have a choice. I like Jacoby, and I think he's a great young man, but I just don't know if he's enough for you right now.
Yeah, freshman playing along defensive line. That doesn't normally add up well, Blake. Every once in a while you get a guy that can do it, but the physicality and your size and the speed is far different than what you've played at the high school level. And that's a big change, and I agree with you that, man, that defensive line, LSU, is very concerning to me.
And you know what you have in Bo Davis. I mean, Bo Davis is an established, successful defensive line coach. It was a great hire, but they got to have some kind of talent on there. Like, coaching can only do so much when you don't have the players.
Mike, let me ask you this. Mike, have you ever felt that there was a unit at LSU that there was this depleted maybe ever? Outside of maybe quarterback?
I was going to say the quarterback unit, maybe a couple years. I was really concerned about once you got past the starter and if something happened there, and then even questions about the starter. So that would be the only other time. But in today's world, and I talked to Coach O about this years ago and just recently too, it's easier to find, to me, a competent, really good starting quarterback than a defensive lineman.
Yeah, they don't go in the portal, Mike. That and O-line are the least amount of players that go in the portal ever. You know why? Because those big fat guys, we're loyal, man. That's why all the women out there listening need to get you a big chubby guy, because we're loyal.
That's a good way to put it, Blake. Blake, your thoughts on LSU from the baseball standpoint of the hitting has been so inconsistent.
A slow start, Blake.
And, could it be any slower? And now you're staring – okay, you got Southeastern tomorrow. But then you're staring at a series against Arkansas, arguably the best pitching staff in the SEC when you're talking about the starting units of concern. Man, I know it's early and things can change and everything, but the lack of hitting at crucial points has really shown up. Even Saturday, you get all these home runs, but nobody's on base.
They went 0 for 8 with runners in scoring position.
One run homers when people on base, you can't get them through. That to me, I think, is a concern. And almost you can hear it in Jay Johnson's voice.
Well, you could definitely see it what he did on Sunday. Yep. I mean, Jay would have, even if they got warned, Jay never explodes like that. I think he's feeling it. I think the team feels it. Mike, I have no idea how they win this weekend. You know, I mean, Hagan Smith is probably the best pitcher in the country right now. I think it'll be a good duel between him and Luke Coleman, but he's the best pitcher in the country. I think Arkansas just has too much. Charlie mentioned they were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Charlie, you can count me on this, or not count me on this, but two times I remember at least Saturday and Sunday where they hit in the double plays. those are the things that just can't happen. So I don't know what Jay can do here. I mean, the roster is what it is, but they're just not hitting timely. I don't know if he does not run some of these freshmen out there. I like Paxton Kling, but his defense and speed does not make up for him going 1 of 24 in his last 24 plate appearances. The one hit he got was against Southeastern to win it. I understand that, but he is just an automatic out a lot of times when he's coming up to the plate. So we'll have to see what Jay does.
And I think another one that's kind of popped up, it's been really disappointing, Blake. I mean, Brady Neal has been ice cold at the plate. I mean, you mentioned Kling, and Kling has obviously been really struggling at times. But, Brady Neal, he's had those moments in games this year where he will just pop off and, like, have all this offensive production by himself. But then other times he goes on these slumps, and he's on one right now when they definitely need him in SEC play. And now it's not going to get any easier against, as Mike was talking about, that really elite Arkansas pitching staff.
You know, he reminds me a lot of what happened with Bear Jones last year. You know, Bear was in a lineup.
That's true.
And he was in the midweek. Bear Jones would hit a ball 507 feet like his name was Mark McGwire, and then he'd get in the weekend and he'd look like me. You know, I mean, so I think that, you know, Brady Neal getting hurt last year might have hurt him from an experience standpoint. I do wonder. You know, like how maybe he just needs the reps because you know that he has it. But, guys, I mean, Braswell's having to pick it up. And when he's getting on base, nobody's on. Like, you lead off with him with a double, and then you get three straight outs. You can't – those kinds of things can't happen. And I think that's why Jay has played a little bit of small ball here, because they've had to try to generate runs. I will tell you, if you do not average 7 runs this weekend – they're going to smoke you.
Yep.
Because it's not just the staff at Arkansas that's really good. Now they're starting to hit. So, guys, it might be 3 straight weekends where they don't win a series. So, and that stinks, and I get that. But I just don't know if I see an avenue where right now where LSU could go into Arkansas and win. Oh, by the way, it's not going to slow down because you got Tennessee too. And, by the way, Ole Miss doesn't stink. So it's a really tough road here, but they're going to have to figure it out, because if they don't, then, you know, it's just going to be a long season. But the only thing I'll say is Jay's not going to let this go long. If, you know, God forbid the season doesn't go well, I guarantee you that Portal King's going to come out in him.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Do great work, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Blake.
Mike, thank you guys so much, man.
All righty. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.